Okay, so last time we began the sugya of E4, Tzeva, makeup, and the like, and we saw the two nimukim in Rashba, both in Tshuva and Taras Habayis, that potentially if you have a woman that colors her hand or maybe her hair, that would not constitute a chatzitza because number one, it's not considered makbid because Adarabba, she wants it there. It's there for beautification purposes. And number two, there's no mamashis involved. It's chazusa ba'alma, ain ba mamish. And we began discussing whether these two reasons are both necessary in order to be makel, because each one stands alone on its own. We saw two me'iris that seem to emphasize in different places each or one of the other reasons independently. That sounds like both of them potentially could stand on their own. What do we assume lahalacha? So the Mechaber writes in Sif Yud Zayin, Teva shetzovos hanashim al pineya and viyadeyan visar roshon. So the coloring that a woman will color on her face, on her hands, on her hair, eino chotzeitz, doesn't constitute a chatzitza. And the Mechaber doesn't give any nimuk for that per se. V'chein mishehu tzaba. And similarly, someone who is a professional painter or a professional kindergarten teacher, perhaps, and his hands therefore are full of paint, eino chotzeitz. As Rama, v'chei mishu nasali of shochet or katzav, person is a professional shochet or butcher. The yadav tamin milchlachos badam, and there's always blood in his hands. Eino chotzeitz. Sherov b'nei umanuzu einan makpider. And presumably that's where the Mechaber is coming from as well, that this is a function of Kepeda, that someone who's of Nasa Bekach is not makbid on the presence of such an item on his or her hands. So back to where we started, it's a machsivs and machlokas achronim as to whether the Rashba's two reasons stand independently, or do you need both of them in order to be makel. The Bach sounds like he assumes that you need both reasons together in order to be makel, that even if a woman does not matpedas on something that's ornamental, but if there is mamashes, it's not just chazus ba'alma, it would still be a chatzitza. The Sidrei Tara over here, Sifkatan Lamed Gimel, has the following analysis of the Taz. Let's begin with the Taz. The Taz in Sifkatan Yuzayin, Sherov B'nei Umanus, that's going on the Ramah. They still say, Kasa B'Shem Rokeach, Nira, Im Isha Naga B'Yora O B'Kadera, if a woman touches a pot, a cauldron, then it's Pachma B'Basar Ma'at Ze Eino Kepeda. And then her hand becomes somewhat colored from the soot or the dirt on the pot, that's not considered to be a pepeda. Afapi shema'at nidbak bebasar. Even though there's a little bit that adheres to her flesh, to her skin. So there's some coloration coming off the pot that's going to attach to her skin. That is not a chatzitza because there's no kepeda. Okay. When the time zed danti lahatir v'isha shetavla umatza b'makom echa b'gufa shachroris b'makom shenaga b'kosei beis hamerchatz shayu shechore machmas ashan hamerchatz. The woman went to the mikvah, and then when she comes out, she sees that there's a little bit of soot or a little bit of black coloration on her body, which corresponds to the point on the walls of the mikvah that she came in contact with. And that soot or that blackness was due to the ancient rudimentary heating system in the merchat that created some kind of soot. She'ena tzricha tefila she'enis. She doesn't require another tefila. D'dam yelahashe zacharnu, just like the case of the rokeach's yora o kedera. V'hu kav v'chomer. The case in the rokeach was she's touching the pot with her hands. And in general, there's a higher expectation, a higher threshold for cleanliness of hands. She had them begulas tamid, v'makpedas al nikiyusam yos migufa. Fine. He says, if the Rekeach is willing to be makel, that a little bit of coloration from the pot on the hand doesn't constitute a chatzitza, that's not considered makbid. So kol shekein, if it's a little bit of coloration on the body, in a place that is less megula than your hands, that people are naturally less makbid on, that's definitely not going to be a chatzitza. So the Sidrei Torah understood within the taz over here that chazusa ba'alma is enough of a reason to be mako, even if it's not lenoi. Here we're talking about coloration from a pot, coloration from the walls of the mikvah, clearly not lenoi. So what's the basis for the kula? It must be because it is chazusa ba'alma. So understands the Sidrei Torah, the das hatas.
What do you mean by chazusa ba'alma?
There's no mamashis. So we'll come back to that in a moment, whether that's actually so clear. But that's how the Sidrei Torah understands the Taz. And the Sidrei Torah points out that doesn't seem to be consistent with the mashmos of the Mechaber. Because the Mechaber tells you that if you have a professional painter, the Yadov Tzvuos, Eino Chotzeis. But if he's not a professional painter, so then that would be a Chatitza, even if it's Chazusa Ba'alma, even if there's no Mamashas. So the fact that the Mechaber and the Ramah, as a continuation of the Mechaber, singles out someone who's umnasa b'kach to deal with these types of substances, that for someone who always touches these, it's not a kapeda, sounds like, but for anyone else, it would be a problem. We'd be concerned that that's makbid, even if there is no mamashas involved. Gabe.
Isn't it only like the voice of Shorashi who said that Akpada is enough of really good chatzitza? I mean, if it's not, if it doesn't have mushrooms, then it's not things to be so then how could it be a chatzitza unless you hold like the voice of Shorashi?
If it's not my mushrooms, so hold on to that thought for a moment. We'll come back to that in terms of what it means that something doesn't have a mushrooms. But point taken, and hold on to that thought for a few minutes. Yeah.
Is it possible that the blood has no mushrooms? Or
no.
Is it you say it's your also?
No, also good. Okay, good. So we're touching all this. Yes. So that's the Sidrei Torah's understanding of the Taz. Now the Taz seems to say that Chazusa alone is sufficient, even if it's not Lenoi. And the Sidrei Torah is bothered that seems to be against the Mechaber, for whom Chazusa is only helpful if it's a Nasa B'Kach that you're not Makbid, but otherwise, even if there's no Mamash, it would be a problem if you're Makbid. So says the Sidrei Torah. Now the Shari Tfilo points out, Simon Mem Gimel Os Dalid, that the Sidrei Torah's reading of the Taz is problematic because the Taz is working off the Rekeach. What was the Lashon LeRekeach, the way the Taz quotes it? It's a Rekeach in Simon Shinai and Vav, for the record. So the Lashon LeRekeach is Shema'at Nidbak Bebasar. Alpha P Shema'at Nidbak Bebasar. So Ma'at Nidbak Bebasar. Sounds like there is some mamashis over here. What is it that's adhering to the flesh? It sounds like there's something of substance that's adhering. Now, not necessarily 100% bech reyach, but maybe matnid bak the basar is just that the chazusa appears on the basar, but the Shari Tfilo thinks that matnid bak basar sounds more like there's some actual mamashis there. In which case, the Sidrei Torah's reading of the Taz isn't on the mark.
And then how do you explain the Rashba?
And then, if we're talking about Davar Sheyesh Bo Mamashus, so all the Taz is saying is that even if there's Mamashus, but if it's Davar Sheyeno Makbid, then you're okay. So then there's no evidence that Davar Sheyeno Mamash alone would be sufficient. Right. In the Lechem Sibla, the Kisser Shulchan Aruch on Hilchos Nida. So here in Sivkata and Yud Zayin, he also quotes the Sidrei Torah. And he says, on the other point, with the Sidrei Torah, wanted to be mochiach that the Mechaber doesn't rely on Chazusa alone, because he only is matir, some of that's a menasa b'kach, but it sounds like someone who's not a menasa b'kach, even if it's chazusa ba'alma, if he's makbid, that would be a chazitza. That says the lechem is similar, sivkata and yud zayin, he thinks that's also not mochrach, because orcha de bilsa naka. Orcha de milsa nakat, that is the tzaba, where it's yadav tzvuos as eno chotetz, but maybe in a chanami, someone who isn't a professional, if it's ein b'mamashus, also wouldn't be chotetz. That's just a lashon of Rishonim that have lashon l'rashba that has this case of the tzaba, but maybe that's also lav dafka. So maybe the Mechaber would say, in a Chanami, Chazusa Bahama could stand alone, even independent of calculations of Kepeda. Even if you were Makbid, if it's Chazusa Bahama, it wouldn't be a Chatzitza. Okay. The Shach in Sivkat and Kaf Aleph quotes both reasons of the Rashba. And Rav Azar thinks the fact that the Shach quotes both reasons implies that he thinks one of them alone would be sufficient. He quotes both as two independent reasons. It sounds like either one alone would be sufficient. And the Sidrei Torah, who we started with, assumes as a bottom line that no, la halacha, you require both reasons. In order to be makel, it has to be Ein bo mamish and no kpeda / yudafka want it. But he says that maybe you could distinguish lemaisa between an area that's exposed and an area of the body that is not exposed. That area of the body that's not exposed, maybe that's by default considered eino makbid. And if it's chazusa ba'alma, wouldn't be chose. So if you had some kind of makeup or some kind of coloration on an area of the body that's not typically exposed, that's chazusa ba'alma, then even the Sidrei Torah says maybe by definition that's considered to be eino makbid. So again, so far we have the Bach and the Sidrei Torah who think that in order to be makel, you need both the reasons of chazusa and eino makbid / ritzono b'kach in order to be makel. You have the Taz Kipshuto, who sounds like chazusa ba'alma is enough of a reason, even if you are makbid. And you have Pasul the Shach, who thinks that either reason alone would be sufficient.
Can you say that kapita alone would be sufficient, but a mamashik alone wouldn't? Like if you're makbid on the chazusa.
If you're makbid on chazusa,
then that would be an issue. Meaning,
right, so that's what the Bach would say, and that's what the Sidrei Torah would say.
No, but in the other way, it wouldn't apply. Meaning, the Sidrei Torah and the Bach would say that if you're eino makbid on mamashas, that's also a problem. Could you say that eino makbid on mamashas is not a problem, but
Makbid
on the
Tachmusa
is a problem?
Yeah, the Sidrei Torah and the Bach would say that. They would say that absent both reasons, neither reason alone is sufficient.
No, but I'm saying if you in one direction that's true, in the other direction it's not.
But okay, if
you think you could say, I wonder if you could say that Eino Makbid is sufficient as not a Hatzimza. But a kpeda even lacking mamashas, meaning it's all taloy in kpeda. Can you say that it's all taloy in your kpeda, and then we don't really care about mamashas or kazusa?
that mamashis plays no role. Yeah. I don't think anyone says mamashis plays no role because the Rashi and the Rashi have mamashis as effect. Okay.
But if it's miyushin or makbin, then why would it not be there? Why would it be there for pizza? You made it happen.
If it's miyod she'eno makbid, so that could be relevant in a case where it's rubo.
Yes, and I mean, I don't need the...
I mean, whatever your stand... I mean, it's relevant for two things. Number one, it's relevant for the minhag of the Ramah, that even if something is not a chatzitza, then we're still makbid l'chachila. So that's a question, meaning let's say you have both factors. Let's say you have something that is chazusa ba'alma and eino makbid adarabba rotsa b'kiyumo. So you say that the minhag of the Ramah still applies over there, that you shouldn't be tavelus in such a thing. So we'll talk about that. But potentially, it may still apply over there. And it's also relevant in a case where it would be al ruba, let's say more like rov seyar. But we'll talk about some application of that bamshak. In a chanami, if it's miyut she'eno makbid on something that is chazusa ba'alma, then according to everyone, leaving aside the minhag of the Ramah, but on an ikradin level, that shouldn't be chotzeis.
The Bach is only saying you need both reasons if it's on rubo.
You need both reasons on rubo or potentially relevant to the minhag of the Ramah. Okay, now the Shari Tefillah points out that in the Mechaber and Hilchos Netilas Yadayim, there it does seem clearer that the Mechaber is makel on Chazusa Ba'alma. The Mechaber writes in Kuf Samach Aleph, the Ifbeis, Kol Darvish Eino Makbid Olav Eino Chotzeitz. So you have the professional painter or kindergarten teacher. So the tzeva is not a chatzitza, even if there is mamashus shel sivonim, lo hayatzaba, im hayu yadav tzvuos, v'yesh mamash al etzav al yadav reis achotzeitz, shadyo v'yavish chotzeitz, v'lachin achotzeitz. But if there's no mamashus, so then even if he's not a tzaba, that's not going to be chotzeitz. So the mechaber here is pretty clear that chazusa ba'alma is a reason to be mako, independent of whether it's makbid or not. Okay. Chachmas Adam writes over here, Klal Kuf Yutes, Nashim hatsovos p'neyem v'yideyem l'noi. So if you have women that are coloring their face, their hands for decorative purposes, oh shemalachta b'mlecha tatzviya the tamidish arm yadetzvus, or she's a professional painter and her hands are always full of paint. V'chei nashim ha'oskos b'katzavos v'yedeyem meluchlachim tam v'dam, or women that are professional meat preparers. Kevin shakol b'nasim b'kach edem akpidos. So here the Chachmas Adam Paskins, that even if something's not Lenoi, we're talking about the butchers or the painters, if it's Chazusa Ba'alma, it's not Chotzeitz. Oh, I'm sorry, meant to read on. The chayin in this pachmu yada o besara biyora v'kneir v'chayotze behen kevin she'ein sham mamish rakmar ba'alma ein asvicha tvila shenis. Taz. That if she comes in contact with soot that's on her hand, but there's no mamashas, even if there is a kapeda, then in principle that's not a chatzitza. So even if it's only chazusa ba'alma, that fundamentally is not chotzeis, even if there is a kapeda. And then he goes on to say in the Venus Adam that if you have something that is lanoi, and has mamashas, if you have something that is lanoi and has mamashas, and it's on rubo, he thinks that is going to be a chatzitza, because that's rubo, even if it's eino makpid. So even if it's lanoi, if it's al rubo, and there is mamashas, that's going to be considered makpid. I'm sorry? I'm sorry, that's going to be, that, even though it's eino makpid, that's still going to be chasis because it's on rubo. Thank you. So the Chachmas Adam thinks that if you have something sheish ba mamashas, even if it's lanoi, al rubo, then that's considered to be makpid. And Rabbi Morgenstern comments that he's not convinced that that's the case. That no, fundamentally, what's the basis of the heter of noi? So the point of noi is that it's considered to be a part of the body. So that's the case, if it's considered a part of the body because you want it there, so then even al rubo, that shouldn't be considered to be a chatzitza. It would be a kind of haini revise argument. Just like in the din of begadim tmeim, that if you have a beged that has teva on it, that part of the beged, then even if it's on rov beged, you could be tovel the beged. So Rabbi Morgenstern thinks that if you have a chatzitza that's lanoi, that's al rubo, if you have something that is lanoi, that's al rubo, even if it's eino makvid, we don't view that as a chatzitza al rubo, because we view that as part of the body, as a kind of haine revise. Nafkamina, let's say a woman were to use some kind of hair conditioner in her hair, and then it's on rov seyar. So if that's lanoi and eino makpid al rubo, then according to the Chachmas Adam, may come out, that's still considered to be a chatzitza because it's al rov seyar. And according to Rabbi Morgenstern's argument, that wouldn't be a chatzitza because anything that's lanoi is fundamentally considered to be part of the guf and not part of a cheshbon of rov versus niyut. So as long as it's lanoi slash super eino makpid, then it wouldn't be chotzeitz even al ruba. Yeah.
So, going back to the Panarik and Kilsidayim, isn't the point of the Sibir Tara and this Vila arguing true there as well? That it sounds like it's staffed by someone.
So the difference is that here the Mechaber is a Lasha. By us, the Mechaber just tells you, Mishu Tzaba V'yadu Tzvuas Eino Chotzeitz. In Hilchos and Tifanayim, he tells you more. He says, Lo Hayatzaba, Im Hayu Yadav Tzvuas, V'yesh Mamish Hatzav Al Yadav, it's Chotzeitz. It sounds like if it's not Mamashis of Tzava, then it won't be Chotzeitz, even if it's not of Nasa V'kach.
Oh,
so
it's
not Mamashis. So that's why there's more of a giloy in the Mechaber and the Til Sedayim that fundamentally, if it's Chazus al Alma, it won't be a problem independent of Kepeda. Okay. So what do Poskim say, Lemaisa, Lemaisa? So Ramosha, MTJ used to come out with an occasional journal called Latorah Lara. So in Ramosha's lifetime, sometimes they had Sakim of Ramosha that were printed in this volume. Some of them made it subsequently into the later volumes of Vigras Moshe. Some of them are just standalone psukim that weren't republished. So in volume Zion of the Torah, Ulahara, there are a few pages of Piskei Halacha from Moshe on Chatzitza and related topics. It's right after his tshuva that was republished in Igros Moshe to Rabbi Kellermer, Zechon Levracha, about feminist issues that Rabbi Kellermer encountered when he was in Boston. But then afterwards, they have these, that was reprinted in Igros Moshe. But then they have a few psalkim from Moshe, standalone psalkim about Chatzitza. So there, it says, B'shem Moshe, I don't remember if Moshe wrote this, or I think it was written up from his psalkim, that lichachila, even if you have something that's chazusa ba'alma without mamashus, so you shouldn't lichachila be tovelis with such a thing, even if it's lanoi, and even if it's ritzona b'kach. So even if there's no mamashus, even if it's chazusa ba'alma, you shouldn't lichachila rely on the heter of chazusa ba'alma as a standalone heter, because number one, if it's not, let me rephrase that. Start again. Ramosha says over there that you shouldn't rely on chazusa ba'alma as follows: if it's chazusa ba'alma and it's not lanoi, like the case of the pechem or the dirt for the yora or for the mikvah, so then you shouldn't rely on that alone, unless it's from Nasa Bekach, which is the explicit heter in Shulchan Aruch and the Rama. And what about if it's Chazusa Ba'alma and Lanoi? So then you have both reasons of the Rashba. Then you should be good to go, Lechachila, that if you have some kind of makeup or something applied to the body that has no mamashus and it's Lanoi, that you should be able to go to Mikvah without Lechachila. So Moshe says that's still nichlal in the chumrah of the Ramah in Sif Aleph, that you shouldn't go to the mikvah even with something that is not at all chotzetzes, even by a niyot she'eno makbid, where there's no chatzitza mikra din, still is a minhag to avoid going to the mikvah with such a chatzitza. Say ra'atu dvarim ha'chotzetzes. So in practice, even though fundamentally, if something is lanoi and ein b'mamish, you should, in principle, have been able to go to the mikvah with that on lechachila. The Moshe Tzak was, nope, that you still have to be machmir as per the minhag of the Ramah. The minhag of the Ramah applied even to such a situation.
Why would the minhag of the Ramah not apply to Nasa B'Kach? And you just to say, that's just a different standard of Hakpada. So if we don't care about Hakpada within the world of the Ramah minhag.
So why should the Ramah's minhag apply to Nasa B'Kach? A fair question. Maybe it does. Maybe the Ramah is also not saying. I mean, the Ramah is commenting independent of the Midig and Sif Aleph, as far as fundamentally, it's not considered a chatzitza, but not that lichachila should go to the mikvah even by Yom Nosavakach. I don't think Ramosha was saying anything different, that fundamentally, if it's a Nosavakach, then if it's Chazusa Ba'alma, you could be Mekel, even if other people would be Makbid, because that's Chazusa Ba'alma, and for him, it's Eino Makbid. But Menachanami, the Menach of the Ramah Sefala, could apply there also.
You know, so, I mean, maybe it was, I haven't seen that because motion. So it sounded like Rebbe said that he was saying if you have the blanket heter of Shem Harach, then you're good.
No, so I think he was saying that if it's Chazusa Ba'alma is a standalone, only helps if it's Eino Makbid. So it'll, Eino Makbid either is Nasabakach, which is Eino Makbid, or if it's Lenoi, that would be a form of Eino Makbid. But nevertheless, the Minhag L'Ramah still would apply in both of those cases that you shouldn't lechachila be tavelos under those circumstances. I think that's true. Yeah.
We saw that someone said the Minhag L'Ramah is only zero rough word after Mubudak.
That's what Rav Avadia wanted to say, but we generally assume it's across the board. But that was Rav Avadia's aura that really the Ramah belongs in Sif Beis and on Sif Aleph, because that's what the context of the Shari Dura was. But we assume that, no, it's across the board. Okay. Now the Poskim say, so that's Rav Moshe. Rabbi Morgan's a question of Vayashiv as well, that as far as when is there no chatzitza me'ikar adin, before you get to the Chumah of the Ramah, to say there's no chatzitza me'ikar adin, l'chachila, you need to have both reasons present. It has to be both chazusa and Eino Makbid / Lenoi, and Chazus alone wouldn't be sufficient. Although we cross with Yashiv that the Malkum Matzorech, there may be grounds to be Mekel to rely on Chazusa Ba'alma alone. Rabbi Karp just has the following observation in Mishmeres HaTara, footnote 238, that why would you say that Chazusa Ba'alma shouldn't be sufficient on its own? Because what does it mean to say that Chazusa Ba'alma is a chatzitza? Isn't it Chazusa Ba'alma? How could something that's Chazusa Ba'alma be a chatzitza? How could you have a chatzitza at all, if it's Ein Bo Mamash, right? Doesn't chatzitza mean that you have something that's blocking Bias Mayim on some level, something that's preventing the whole body from coming in contact with the water? So what would it mean to say that if something is Ein Bo Mamash, it's Chazusa Ba'alma, it would still be considered a chatzitza? So Rabbi Karp points out that maybe just a matter of where you draw the line, that even something that to us looks like it's Ein Bo Mamash, it's not really Ein Bo Mamash, because any substance that you're going to color with, or any tzaba, any paint, or any makeup, or anything of the sort, has to have a little bit of mamashus, otherwise there wouldn't be anything there. So it may have the perception, or it may look like Ein Bo Mamashus, but on some level, there's a little bit of mamashus. So maybe halacha views that, at least where you're makbid, as yesh ba mamish. Because if you have something that's chazusa ba'alma and eino makbid or lenoi, then you could say it's totally batal to the body because there's no perceivable, perceptible mamashes there. But if you are going to be makbid, So the fact that there's a infinitesimal or very slight mamashis chemically, so maybe that's enough to make it halachically considered yesh b'mamash. That's Rabbi Karp's suggestion as to why Chazusa ba'alma may not stand on its own. Yaakov.
So then did Rabbi Yosha say that unless Rabbi Karp's not agreeing, like usually agreeing, he works with them, that he works in line with them, that when there's no, that in the local church, people lie when there's no mamashes. But he's not necessarily that, not, at least Rabbi said not when there's not necessarily, even if he's not good at.
That's an explanation as to why you would say, how do you understand such a shita that if it's chazus of alma, then that's not sufficient on its own. I'm not saying anything lalacha. That's the explanation of how you understand such a shita. Okay. Now, the post can point out that to the extent that there may be situations where me'ikar adin, something that's lanoi isn't chotzeitz. So let's say fundamentally, if you were to argue that that nail polish would be eino chotzeitz because it's lanoi, rotsa b'kiyumo, and maybe there's no mamashus. But that only makes sense where the nail polish is 100% in place. But if any bit of nail polish was removed, if there's any chip in the color anywhere, or the color is somewhat diminished or faded, then you couldn't argue any more that that's lanoi. Because a woman who would want nail polish that's lanoi wouldn't want it there if it's somewhat diminished or chipped. So again, as it is l'chachila, we're machmir like the Ramah, that you shouldn't l'chachila go to the mikveh even if you have something that's l'chazusa and l'noi. But to the extent that under certain circumstances you might entertain a reason to be makel, if you have a woman like Chaim Ozu's tshuva that we discussed earlier in the context of nails, which will be the next year, that if a woman's not prepared to cut her nails in a way that violates a minhag, a mikra din isn't a chatzitza, then maybe she'll let her go to the mikvah anyway, if the choice is not going to the mikvah at all. So if you have such a scenario, let's say when it comes to a woman who's wearing nail polish, who's not prepared to remove the nail polish but won't go to the mikvah otherwise, even if you would entertain allowing a woman to go to the mikvah under the circumstances, that only makes sense if the nail polish is 100% intact. But if there's any chip or any diminution of the color anywhere, then that's no longer considered lanoi, and then everyone would agree that that is chotzeitz. Moshe writes this in the context of false eyelashes, chela gimel simin samach beis, that even if one were to entertain allowing a woman to go to the mikveh with false eyelashes on, with the argument that it's lanoi, even though there is mamashis and you rely on lanoi alone, but that could only be entertained if they're fully intact. But if some of them are ready to get to fall off, then you can't argue anymore that that's lanoi, and that would be a problem of chatzitza according to everyone. And Rav Moshe says that's also a reason not to allow a woman to go to the mikveh Friday night with lipstick on, because even if you put on the lipstick right before Shabbos, but it's shy up that a little bit of it is going to have come off or won't be uniformly applied, that would be considered to be not fully lanoi. And therefore, you can't allow a woman to go to the mikvah Friday night with lipstick on. And Rav Moshe writes, even though a woman will say that if she's not going to wear makeup or lipstick Friday night, then people are going to realize that she's not wearing lipstick because she's going to the mikvah. And that'll be a violation of our orientation of being master Leal Filasa. So Ramosha, also in that piece in the Torah Lara, assumes that the inyan of being master Leal Filasa, we spoke about this a little bit earlier in the context of Tfila, the Yom Hashmini or Yom Hashvi, by Yom, the concept of being master Leal Filasa is that you shouldn't do anything to be mefarsem that you're going to the mikvah. But if someone happens to conjecture in their mind or think in their mind that maybe you're going to the mikvah, so that's not a violation of tznius. Sounded like Rav Yashiv in some of the citations that we discussed earlier had a more restrictive understanding of what Laster Tfilasa means. But that's what Ramosha says, that even if someone is not a big deal, even if someone's going to draw their conclusions based on the fact that you're not wearing lipstick Friday night, that's not a violation of tznius. And Rabbi Morgenstern says in that situation, so find another way to be master tfilasa. In volume 3 of Tshuvas Pua, in a very brief response to Pua, Chaim Kanievsky wrote that if a woman is concerned she doesn't want to go to the mikvah Friday night because she doesn't want to be in public without makeup on, that's not a reason to be docha leil tefillah. And you shouldn't look for etzos. You shouldn't try to figure out if there's some way of putting on makeup on Shabbos. That don't look for other solutions. In the Sefer Chokuzman, he quotes a situation of a kala who was a chuppas nida, and now she's going to the mikvah Friday night during the week of Shavuot Brachos, and she's concerned. Everybody's looking at a kala. So she's not going to be wearing makeup Friday night, and everyone's going to figure out that she's going to the mikvah. She went to the mikvah. She's embarrassed. So he quotes there from Karelitz and Rav Scheinberg, Sopran Lavracha, and from Lahad Ben Chaim L'Chaim, Rabbi Stern from Bnei Brak, the author of the Ksuba Kol Chasa. On a one-time basis, maybe there are grounds to allow a woman to put on makeup this way of doing it, not violating any melacha. He questions Deborah Sinner. They should have a guy put on makeup. She should hire a non-Jewish person that after she goes to the mikvah, then she could have a nokri apply lipstick, shvus v'shvus. Rav Nevensal in the Tshuva Tepua, in that situation of a kala or extreme situations where the woman's not prepared to go to the mikvah Friday night, under the circumstances, entertains allowing tefillah bayom for that. Okay. Yeah.
In case of like the fake eyelashes that started to come off of the nail polish and started to come
right.
Off. Mm-hmm. That the isha herself isn't removing the rest of it, why is that not indicative that she really is not monitoring?
She's not removing it now, but she wouldn't go out and for an extended period of time in public in that situation. So fundamentally, that's machbid. If you look at the Beis Hillel here on the side of Shulchan Aruch, he references the Gemara in Tzvachim. Gemara in Tzvachim in Perek Dam Chatas in the context of Kibbutz for Dam Chatas, a bega that Dam Chatas splatter on it, that's Tom Kibbutz. So the Gemara there says, Vachim Sayi Chasim and Vez, Amarava, Chitali Dam Al Bigdo Chotze. So that's Pasha, that if you have Dam on a Beged, that's considered to be a Chatzitza. Im Tabach Huayna Chotze. But if he's a professional Tabach, then it's not a Chatzitza. Revav al bigdo chotzitz. If you have a stain on the bag, that's a chatzitza. Emocha revav hu eino chotzitz. If you sell stain for a living, then that's not a chatzitza. Boy Rava, dam revav al bigdo ma. What's the din if you have both dam and revav on your bag? Im tabachu typically mishum revav. Imocha revavu typically mishum da. So in either situation, you have something that's a chatzitza because it's not a nasavakach. Lo tzricha da'avid havaha. The shaila is, let's say you have a butcher who also sells revavs on the side. Achad lo kapit atrei tarti kapit o dilma tarti nami lo kapit. The shaila is, can you say that if a person is a shochet who moonlights as a revav dealer, can you say that that you're not makbid on either of them together? Or is there a limit that even a professional is only going to be not makbid on one thing, but would be makbid on two things? Okay, says the Rambam. In Thanks. Yes, the Gemara leaves that off as a taker. The very last sugya in Perek Dam Chattas. So the Rambam in Meiser Karbanos Perek Gimel Halacha Zayin Paskins Mocha Revav Shahaya Revav Al Bigdo Eino Chotzeitz V'chein Kol Chayotzeitz V'zeh Haya Tabach Mocha Revav Lai Al Bigdo Dam Revav. The Gemara says that's a teku. It says the Rambam raises Sofek Im Chotzeitz Imnei Shein Shnai Im Makbid O Eino Chotzeitz Sherei Malachto Im Eino Makbid. So the Gemara is a teku. The Rambam says that's a Sveika di Dina. Says the Magen Avraham in Hilchos Netilas Yadayim, Kosamach Aleph Sifkatan Zayin, that we split when it comes to Netilas Yadayim. If you have such a scenario of a Tabach who moonlights as a Revav dealer, that you go Lakula, that we would say he's Eino Makbid even on Tarti L'Reisa. And by Tfila, we go Lachumra. And the Iri says, Meiri in Mikvos, Im Haya Tovel Lashel Torah, Sarach Lachser Velipo, Im Lashel Sofrim and Bishas Adchak, Eino Sarach. So the Shah, the Meiri says, we split between the Raisis and the Rabbanans, even within Tefillah. If you're going to the Mikvah for a Tumah Daraisa, so then we're Machmir. If you're going for a Tumah Darabanan, then you'd be Mako. But even when it comes to, so Lichachila, even by the Rabbanan, you'd be Machmir. But B'di'evid, you'd only be Machmir on a Tefillah D'Raisa and not on a Tefillah D'Rabbanan. And the Prima Gadim, there in Hilchos Netilas Yadayim, says that lahalacha, even by tvila, you can go lakula. Because anyway, the din of mira makbid is only a din de rabbanan. So fundamentally, this is a veka de rabbanan. So the Shvus Yaakov talks about this in the following context. Shvus Yaakov, chelik aleph, simin, samich, tes. He quotes in the Shuvas Halachas Ketanos by a Moel who has congealed Dam Mila on his hand, and that's not a Chatzitza for Netilas Yadayim. He says, just like, because I'll say by the Kohanim, Shvachu Shiyachu Adar Kavasayim B'dam, that it's trapped for the Kohanim to be walking in the Beis HaMikdash in blood, and that's not considered to be a Chatzitza. Achanami shvachu lamoel sheheyada tzvuas b'dam mila. The aidi de chaviv eino makbid alav eino chotzeitz. That if a moel has dam mila in his hand, that's considered a nasa v'kach instead of chatzitza. Adarabba, that's shvach of the mitzvah. just like Kohanim Shehokhid Adak Hussein Badam, and therefore it's not a chatzitza for Netilas Yadayim. And the Shvus Yaakov says that seems to be against Zvachim Sadi Ches, where fundamentally dam is considered to be a chatzitza if it dries, even for Kohanim. So the Shvus Yaakov has a distinction that he makes between even B'darvish of Nasa B'kach, he distinguishes between a chatzitza b'beged and a chatzitza b'guf. That when it comes to a chatzitza b'guf, that's what the Gemara says, Shvachu b'nei Aaron sheyachlu adach v'sein b'dam, that's shvach for the b'nei Aaron to be walking, the Kohen to be walking in blood. And that context, the Gemara says that if the blood is lach, it's not chotzeitz, but if it's yavesh, it would be chotzeitz. So says the Shvus Yaakov, you see from there that when it comes to a chatzitza al gufo, so then even if it's a nasa b'kach, it's going to be chotzeitz. It's only chatzitza al bigo where nasa b'kach doesn't help. And the Shari Tvila points out numerous riyas from other Rishonim that indicate not that way, that there's no distinction between guf and beged, that which is umnasa b'kach is not a chatzitza even al gufo, which is how we assume. The Rav Moshe writes in that piece of La Torah L'Ra that if you have someone who's typing at a typewriter, I don't know what typewriters, and you get ink from the typewriter on your hands, so l'chachila you should remove it. But if after you remove it there's a little bit of residue left, then fundamentally that's not a chatzitza, because that is chazus of alma. So again, even chazus of alma l'chachila, even if it's a nasa b'kach, you should remove it. But in principle, if you did the best that you can to remove it, and there's still a little bit of residue left, that's really a nothing sheva nothing of chazusa, and is not a problem of chatzitza. So that's the same thing when it comes to hair dye. That if you do a proper chafifa, and there's a little bit of appearance of the dye left in the hair, but no malashes, then you could be mako on that as well. Now, when it comes to makeup, it looks like Poskim seem to talk about makeup as something that has mamashes. You have to figure out where you draw the line between mamashes and no mamashes. So, for example, even though it's clear in Shulchan Aruch that Dio is considered to be chatzitza, but Rabbi Forrest points out, I think Rav Ozner may have this, that ink from a ballpoint pen is not the same thing as Dio, because the thickness of Dio is thicker than ink from a ballpoint pen. So if you have a pen mark, that arguably would be considered chazusa ba'alma as opposed to dio. When it comes to makeup, Poskim seem to treat makeup as something that has mamashus. That's how Rabbi Morgenstern addresses it. That's how Rav Avadia talks about it. Rav Avadia, Yabi Omer Chelid Bei Simen Yud Gimel, Chelid Bei Simen Yud Gimel, uses the term that it's niklaf kniyar dak, that it could be peeled off like thin paper. But as the Shari Tvila pointed out, there may be types of makeup that really have no mamashes or more analogous to the consistency of ink from a ballpoint pen. And the pasuk will also talk about permanent makeup. So Rabbi Morgenson raises the concern that the bigger problem is ksavas kaka. If you have permanent makeup, that's going to stay for years, where the makeup goes under the top layer of skin. So then that's a potential problem of ksavas kaka, even though it wouldn't be a problem of chatzitza. That's where the question of Yashiv. And Rav Avadia, on page Kaf Tes, volume 3 of Taras Abayis, he writes that if women use permanent makeup, you don't have to be mocha, because number one, it's not necessarily ksavas kaka deraisa, either because, according to some Rishonim, ksavas kaka deraisa is only if you use Shem Hashem, and according to some Rishonim, it's only us or if it's miskayim la'olam, and even this permanent makeup only lasts for a couple years, 2 or 3 years. It's not permanent mamish, so not recommended, but he doesn't think that you have to go to war if someone uses permanent makeup. But it sounds like Evan agrees that kind of permanent makeup that's under the top layer of skin would not be a problem of chatzitza. What about nail polish? So Rabbi Morgenson writes, you shouldn't use nail polish because that's a chitzaret of snias. If she already used nail polish and you can't remove it, so then there's what to be makel about, because it's lanoi. Because it's lanoi. But if she already began to remove part of it, as we said, that makes it worse, because she is makpedis on the rest of it. Moshe writes the same thing in the Torah Ulhara. But Rabbi Morgenson quotes from Eliyashiv that he was mako, if there's only a tiny drop left that you can't remove easily, and you wouldn't necessarily notice it unless you look under a magnifying glass, unless you look very closely, and she went to the mikvah and lost some baila, so then you could be mekel. And then another time, Rabbi Yosha was asked, what do you do if the woman tried to remove her nail polish and wasn't able to get all of it off? He says, better to put new nail polish on all the nails so that it'll be 100% on than to have a little bit that's remaining, which would be a bigger problem of makpid.
You're saying black and skinny in general to wear nail polish?
Mm-hmm.
Is that like a vow?
In many circles.
Did it depend on the color?
I think in certain circles, I think everyone would agree that certain circles are worse, that certain colors are worse. In certain circles, it may not make that much of a difference.
Like what about a bright orange?
If it goes with your jacket, then it's probably okay.
Yeah. But that's more with these certain sneakers than wearing like makeup on your face?
Yes.
Why?
Talk about that at a different time. Okay. Now, in terms of the heter of umnasa lakach, again, lichachila, even something that's umnasa lakach, we would lichachila remove. But under what circumstances can we live with it if you didn't remove it? So Rav Moshe says that if you have someone who keeps that davar, the tzaba that keeps the tzaba in his hands all week and just removes it l'kavod Shabbos, that's still considered umnasa b'kach and eino makbid. The fact that you would be makbid on Shabbos, but you're not makbid 6 days a week, that's still considered eino makbid for our purposes. And the Meiri in Nida on Samach Vav has a line that not that way, that even if you only remove it on Shabbos, that's still considered to be makbid, and then there's no heter of umnasa b'kach. And that's what the Shari Tfila quotes from the Maram Chabib as well, like that Meiri. Okay, so let's stop here. We'll pick up on Wednesday, Mirtz Hashem, with nails. And then I hope to finish Siman Kuf Sadi Ches next week. I guess next week is Purim, so Sunday we'll have regular shiur. Purim is Monday night. And Shushan Purim will have regular shiur, Mirtz Hashem. Whoever is sober enough by then.
Don't worry about that.
Yeah, I'm going to make sure that.
Especially
Russia. Are we all invited to Yadon's house?